Turn in God's Word to Ezekiel chapter 22. God's Word, the prophet Ezekiel, in chapter 22. And we'll read verses 1 through 31, the whole chapter. This is perfect and supreme word over all other words. So verse 1, these are God's words. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, "And you, son of man, will you judge? Will you judge the bloody city? Then cause her to know all her abominations. You shall say, thus says the Lord God, a city shedding blood in her midst so that her time will come, and that makes idols contrary to her interest for defilement. You have become guilty by the blood which you have shed and defiled by your idols which you have made. Thus you have brought your day near and have come to your ears. Therefore I have made you a reproach to the nations and a mocking to all the lands. Those who are near and thus who are far from you will mock you, you of ill repute, full of turmoil. Behold, the rulers of Israel, each according to his power, have been in you for the purpose of shedding blood. They have treated you, father and mother, lightly within you. The alien they have oppressed in your midst, the fatherless and the widow they have wronged. You have despised my holy things and profaned my Sabbaths. Slanderous men have been in you for the purpose of shedding blood, and in you they have eaten at the mountain shrines. In your midst they have committed acts of lewdness. In you they have uncovered their father's nakedness. In you they have humbled her who was unclean in her menstrual impurity. One has committed abomination with his neighbor's wife, and another has lewdly defiled his daughter-in-law. And another in you has humbled his sister, his father's daughter. In you they have taken bribes to shed blood. You have taken interest and profits. You have injured your neighbors for gain by oppression, and you have forgotten me, declares the Lord God. Behold, then I smite my hand at your dishonest gain which you have acquired and at the bloodshed which is among you. Can your heart endure or can your hands be strong in the days that I will deal with you? I, the Lord, have spoken and will act. I will scatter you among the nations and I will disperse you through the lands and I will consume your uncleanness from you. You will profane yourself in the sight of the nations and you will know that I am the Lord." And the word of the Lord came to me saying, "Son of man, the house of Israel has become dross to me. All of them are bronze and tin and iron and lead in the furnace. They are the dross of silver. Therefore thus says the Lord God, because all of you have become dross, therefore behold, I am going to gather you into the midst of Jerusalem. As they gather silver and bronze and iron and lead and tin into the furnace to blow fire in it, it's in order to melt it. So I will gather you in my anger and in my wrath, and I will lay you there and melt you. I will gather you and blow on you with the fire of my wrath, and you will be melted in the midst of it. As silver is melted in the furnace, so you will be melted in the midst of it, and you will know that I am the Lord, have poured out my wrath on you." And the word of the Lord came to me saying, "Son of man, say to her, you are a land that is not cleansed or rained on in the day of indignation. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in her midst like a roaring lion tearing the prey. They have devoured lives. They have taken treasure and precious things. They have made many widows in her midst, the midst of her. Her priests have done violence to my law and have profaned my holy things. They have made no distinction between the holy and the profane, and they have not taught the difference between the unclean and the clean. And they hide their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them. Her princes within her are like wolves tearing the prey by shedding blood and destroying lives in order to get dishonest gain. Her prophets have smeared whitewash for them, seeing false visions and divining lies for them, saying, 'Thus says the Lord God,' when the Lord has not spoken. The people of the land have practiced oppression and committed robbery, and they have wronged the poor and needy and have oppressed the sojourner without justice. I searched for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand in the gap before me for the land so that I would not destroy it, but I found no one. Thus I have poured out my indignation on them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their way I have brought upon their heads, declares the Lord God. And that is the word of the Lord. We have here this evening, you probably saw it, three separate messages. When it says at the beginning of each message, and the word of the Lord came to me, in which the prophet delivers concerning Judah and Jerusalem, all which deal with the same thing. It's really saying the same thing in each of the three messages. The people's sins and the judgments that God is going to bring upon those because of their sin. And you see through verse 16, that's the first message, a list of sins, of murder and idolatry. This is why they're being judged. This is why they're a mockery to the nations. They have, verse 7, not honored their father and mother. They've broken the fifth commandment. The widow and the orphan, they have been wronged. They're not being taken care of. Neither is the stranger or the sojourner and who have come within their gates. The people have despised holy things, including special days on Israel's calendar. And so an application in the ceremonial law of this fourth commandment. They are slanderers and lewd men. And so they've committed adulteries in verses 10 and 11. They've broken the ninth commandment and the seventh commandment. They've stolen from each other, and so they've broken the eighth commandment. And so you see what the Lord is doing. He's basically running down the list of the Ten Commandments. And he's saying, this is how you've broken my commandments, and you've not loved me. And this is how you've sinned, and this is how you've sinned against each other and against me. And then in the second message through verse 22, they are these people, the Judah and Jerusalem, are compared to dross or a waste product. And as they're taken through the furnace of God's judgments, they are not the gold, they are not the silver that comes out, they are the waste product. The stuff that is not used. And as they are the waste product, they are gathered up in the Lord's anger and receive His wrath. And then the third message through the end of the chapter, we see verse 24, it says, Son of man, say to her, you are a land that is not cleansed or rained on in the day of indignation. And he goes through in verses 25, 26, and 27, or excuse me, 26, 27, and 28, and also 25, sorry, 25 through 28, the prophets are corrupt, the priests are corrupt, the kings are corrupt. The people have sinned in such egregious ways. And we read verse 30, I searched for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand in the gap before me for the land, so that I would not destroy it. But I found no one. And so what did the Lord do? Verse 31, He judged them with His wrath and consumed them. Sin has made a gap in the hedge of protection between the Lord and His people. So who is there to stand in the gap to protect the people from the Lord? Who is the intercessor? Remember in the Old Testament, we have Moses who stood in the gap for Israel. We have Abraham who did so for Sodom. Who stands in the gap for you, beloved? And we have to confess and profess that it is Jesus Christ, who is the perfect prophet, priest, and king. Where this we see with Judah and Jerusalem, there were corrupt prophets and corrupt priests and corrupt kings. But He is the perfect one who stands in the gap. A God-man. The perfect prophet, priest, and king. He is our intercessor. And so it says in Hebrews, therefore He is the mediator of a new covenant. So that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, since a death has occurred that redeems them from the transgressions committed under the first covenant. And so the covenant of grace, again, is believing in Jesus Christ, who has kept the covenant of works for us, who's kept the first covenant for us, where we sinned. And so let us go to the Lord now and thank the Lord for His Son and plead that He would continue to stand in the gap for us. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful as we come that You have given us Your Son, who stands in the gap, who is our hedge of protection against Your holiness and the judgments that ought to come unto us, the wrath the indignation that should come unto us because we have sinned against you. Even at the very moment of conception, we were in sin in our father Adam. And yet, Father, you have made us now to be, to have a new one who we are in union with, no longer Adam, but your Son, Jesus Christ, who is not like the prophets and the priests and the kings of old, as we read in this chapter in Ezekiel, who were corrupt and dishonest and did everything for their own gain, and who even said, "Thus says the Lord," when you had not spoken, and who slaughtered people. Father, we thank you that you have not given us a failing one who stands in the gap, who would not be good enough to actually stand in the gap and protect us against you because of our sin. But you have given us one who in every way is perfect and without sin, who lived a perfect, righteous life according to your commandments, where Jerusalem and Judah and we ourselves broke your commandments. And you have given us one who received your wrath, the unmitigated wrath of you, the Father, your anger upon him who received our sin for us, who received the just punishment of our sins for us. And so we know, we are confident, it is sealed to us, the guarantee that he will always be the one who stands in the gap for us, your Son, because he died on the cross, the once for all death, and rose from the dead on the third day. And so, Father, we praise you for your Son. We praise you for your great covenants, your plan, even from the beginning, before creation and eternity. We thank you for giving us one another, that you have brought us thus far, that you have brought us out of our sin, though we were dead in our trespasses and sins. But God, you saved us. You showered us with your saving grace. And you granted us the great gift of faith. And yet, Father, we also pray for our children and those who have gone off and who are far off from you, that you would turn them just as you turned us. And you would shower them with your saving grace and send your Spirit and give them faith, that they would believe the gospel and the salvation, that they would believe in your Son, and they would trust him for their lives. And that we would no longer trust ourselves, trust alone the Savior, your Son Jesus Christ, the prophet, priest, and king. The forever prophet, the forever priest, the forever king. And so, Lord, we ask as we continue in our worship, as we think of kings and rulers and our government and civil magistrate, we pray that you would protect us from their evil. We ask that you would save them from themselves and from their pride and greed, and bring them unto your Son. We would ask that you would cause it to be that they would rule according to your law and your word, and you would give us, the church, the great blessing of living peaceable lives and worshiping freely before your throne. We know there are many throughout the world who have to worship in secret because of their governments. We thank you and praise you that what you have given here, we do not have to worship in secret. And yet, Father, if you do bring that to us, a time where we would have to worship in fear of persecution and death, that you would strengthen us for the task now, and you would prepare us for that time, that we would be well equipped to witness this the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. And we pray you would help us now in our worship. Even as we come before your throne, you who are holy, 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 that you would receive us on account alone of your Son, Jesus Christ, who stands in the gap for us. Receive us for his sake, we pray in his name. Amen.